Good morning, and it's 7:42 in Glanmire on the north side of the River Lee in Cork, and I'm talking to you from my garden where I'm sitting in a bit of gardening furniture. And the sun has just come up in the last 20 minutes over the wall of my neighbour's house, and I'm really sitting here wondering what I'm going to talk about. So there's an element of I'm just practicing being very relaxed about this broadcast. Now, if I get too relaxed about the broadcast, I don't think anyone will want to stay with it. So I do really have to give some thought to saying something that you might be interested in hearing about. And I'll tell you something that I heard about this morning that really interested me. There's a man in County Tipperary in Ireland. He's originally from America, and he works in multimedia, and he's one of the big teachers of it. A lot of the young people in Ireland who are going to be very talented in future talented users of multimedia will have met him. And his name is Bernie Goldbach, and he's known to some of you very well. In fact, he's actually much better known than me, so maybe all of you know him. He uses Twitter, and he tweets under the name of Top Gold. And the reason I'm mentioning him is that he sent out a tweet this morning, which was a retweet about a man in America who had given up all forms of social media. He had kicked the addiction to Facebook, I won't even name them, a whole long list of media. And he kicked that addiction, and he'd even taken the final step of kicking his addiction to Twitter. Now, he's not like me, this guy, so I have to make an adjustment to him, because he has 10,000 followers, this chap had 10,000 followers. I don't actually know how he got 10,000 followers, but anyway, he closed down the stream, and he gave up. And he wrote a long blog post about it, which I read. And the reading of the blog post about why I gave up Twitter made me think, as I was sitting here in the garden, listening to an occasional bird and enjoying the virtual silence. At my feet, by the way, there's a little cotton de tulier puppy who's chewing a clothes peg vigorously. Otherwise, the point about giving up Twitter is one thing, and that's fascinating. By the way, the man also, this man with 10,000 Twitter followers, had also given up alcohol, I think 312 days ago. And now that's a serious addiction if you're addicted to alcohol. And he gave it up completely, which is the only way to give up alcohol if you are addicted to it. But he has a kind of track record of kicking addictions behind him. And he has written, I think, quite impressively about the process of the experience of giving up alcohol. He also described the huge volume of comment that he received after he publicly gave up alcohol. And I'm wondering about giving up Twitter. I'm not actually wondering about giving it up myself, but I'm wondering about the mentality that I would be in if I were about to give it up. The man I'm talking about who's given it up and given up, you know, what many of us might aspire to, a healthy community of people with whom he'd have some contact. This man has now changed his habits to keeping notebooks. Instead of tweeting about something that he sees, he writes it down in a notebook, Or he may not even write it down in a notebook. He may just simply experience it and move on to the next experience. In other words, break the habit of recording too often. Now, I have to say that this chap who's given up Twitter gave up an addiction to tweeting about 6 times a day. Now, some of you who know me well will realize that 6 times a day, if I were to do that, it would be a significant reduction from my usual daily number of tweets. I wonder about giving up. Certainly if I gave up Twitter, I'd be giving up a good deal of writing practice. So there's a kind of technical side to why I do Twitter. It gives me an opportunity to practice using words in a very communicative environment. In other words, I have to be really aware all the time that real people are actually going to read this. It's a slightly different mentality from sitting there composing something in my notebook, not at all being sure that it'll ever reach a book, or it'll ever reach an article, or it'll ever go anywhere. So there's a kind of a great sense of irresponsibility about writing in a moleskin notebook. I don't have to bother myself with the thought that anyone will read it. I could actually write some stuff that I'd be afraid of people reading. And then maybe sometime later I would lose the fear of people reading what I wrote. So it's sitting in a garden in Glanmire with the sun rising higher over the neighbour's wall, blue sky above, not a single cloud to be seen. And what I think I will do is write this good man, who I think is in America, a blog comment. And the writing of the blog comment to the person who's, you know, given up his addiction will include something about my own experience of giving up Twitter for the recent 2 weeks while I went to Spain. And that certainly was a good experience, quite apart from the 2 bottles of champagne that I won in wagers. So we're now getting on to 8 minutes of kind of meditative thinking in the garden. I imagine some people will have given up listening to this because it's so meandering. But I know there'll also be others who will find listening to somebody meandering soothing, perhaps. I certainly do when I hear people meander, if I'm in a mood to be meandered too. So it's Paul O'Mahony, who is intending to keep on twittering, thinking about giving up Twitter, and saying thank you to Bernie Gold, for giving me something to think about this morning and being a very fine messenger. Thank you very much. Cheerio for now. Bye.